From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Today, there were reports of more fighting between the Taliban and opposition forces of the Northern Alliance in Afghanistan. When Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf was interviewed on the BBC today, he said it appears the Taliban's days are numbered now that an attack by the U.S. is apparently imminent. If the Taliban government fails, it will need to be replaced. Most speculation has centered on Afghanistan's ex-king, Zahir Shah. He was deposed in 1973 and now lives in Rome. Today, the ex-king and the Northern Alliance agreed to work together to form an interim government for Afghanistan. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on reaction to that idea, the king's return, among Afghan refugees in Pakistan.
An octogenarian living thousands of miles away wouldn't seem to pose a real threat to the Taliban, but an 86-year-old ex-king backed by the U.S. apparently worries them quite a bit. Over the weekend, the Taliban arrested six people in the southern city of Khost for distributing pro-Zahir Shah leaflets, and the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, last night used the Taliban's radio Shariat to warn Zahir Shah not to return. In his unusually direct statement, Mullah Omar lashed out at both Zahir Shah and what he called the king's sponsor, the U.S. "How dare you think you can return to Afghanistan backed by the United States?" Mullah Omar asked. "How are you going to rule the country? How can you think of such things?" And in a thinly veiled insult to the 86-year-old former monarch, Mullah Omar added, "Forget Afghanistan. You won't be able to solve the issue of Afghanistan in your lifetime." It's difficult to determine the level of support for the king or the Taliban inside Afghanistan. The Taliban have banned foreign journalists. But there are many Afghans in Pakistan's frontier town of Peshawar with differing views on who should lead. This is Nasir Bagh, a semi-permanent camp for Afghan refugees where carpenter stalls and bicycle repair shops line the main road leading to the Khyber Pass. Nasir Bagh is home to thousands of Afghans who left their country during the Soviet occupation 2 decades ago. Thousands more fled here to escape the civil war that followed. Many people here say they support the Taliban. Waliat Khan, a short man with a bushy beard, says Zahir Shah is not welcome. "When the Russians invaded and we were fighting against them, Zahir Shah didn't do anything to support us. He just stayed in Rome," Waliat Khan says. "So how can we accept him now? If the Americans bring him back, no one will accept him." Outside a tailor shop farther down the road, a recent arrival takes a slightly different view. Amanullah came here from Kabul 2 days ago, fearing a U.S. attack. In the beginning, he says, he supported the Taliban because they brought relative peace to Afghanistan. But now, Amanullah says, the Taliban might bring more war. "We don't want any more fighting. We just want peace," Amanullah says. "Zahir Shah is a good man, and there was peace during his rule. So I would accept him as king or as president if it is done in a right way, in a Muslim way. But if he is brought by the Americans," Amanullah says, "then I would not accept him." This ambivalence is shared by many here, which is why some Afghan analysts are predicting the king will choose to return not as monarch, but as a symbol, to convene a Loya Jirga, a grand assembly of elders, to choose a new government to replace the Taliban. By tradition, such an assembly can only be called by the king. Today's agreement between the former monarch and representatives of the Northern Alliance appears to be the first step in that direction, and an attempt to show the Afghan people an Afghan effort to end an Afghan problem. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Peshawar.